Don Newberry, the Idle American. Today, life simplified. It's seasonal for most of us, of course. Our memories kick into overdrive, dredging up details of long-ago holidays. In my case, Christmas days of yore were as predictable as the sunrise. After Santa gifts were opened, we'd scurry across the county to Granny's house, Pawpaw's too, for lunch, and then there'd be more gift openings with extended family. There we'd typically exchange simple items such as socks, hankies, neckties, and a cheap perfume for the girls. We all thought the tree, fashioned from a mesquite tree limb, adorned with strings of popcorn and construction paper ornaments, was plenty good. Most memorable, though, was a menu side dish, thoughts of which today cause immediate salivation. Grandmother Newberry had a way with fried pies, peach, apricot, mincemeat, and apple, cooked on a wood stove during my early years. Never have I tasted their equal, and the aroma wafting from the kitchen around 11 a.m. beckoned us to move closer, if only to get stronger sniffs. As these words are being spoken, a miniature flood is forming between my teeth and tonsils. Back then, radio provided home entertainment. On cold winter evenings, we'd gather around to listen while scarfing down frozen radio dinners. Commercials were simple and easily memorized. Buster Brown Shoes, for example, opened its weekly shows with the youngster saying, "My name's Buster Brown. I live in a shoe. That's my dog, Tig. He lives in there, too." Shredded Ralston cereal sponsored Cowboy Tom Mix, urging listeners to take a tip from Tom, go and tell your mom, Shredded Ralston can't be beat. TV shows didn't come along until the mid-1950s, with most ads still simple, but often more instructive than in radio days. One keenly remembered was an instant hit, particularly during the holidays. Alka-Seltzer came up with this, "I can't believe I ate the whole thing." Heeding such advice was, and still is, helpful. Many current TV ads induce groans and make my hair hurt. They insult, demean, and often offend, defying the limits of innuendo. A few are stupid, even if clever and smile-inducing. I'll point out a couple, Charmin and General Motors. The former features happy bears who, quote, "enjoy the go," quote, dipping their toes into questionable dialogue swirling in the tricky waters of bathroom humor. For the third straight year, we've endured the snowy scene with dialogue beginning, "I have a gift for you," followed by, "I have a gift for you, too." The handsome guy hands a puppy to a beautiful girl whose whistle signals the arrival of a shiny new General Motors pickup truck from atop a snow-capped hill. The guy is in absolute awe, collapsing with a lingering kiss on the front fender. In weather like this, maybe they had a tea kettle of hot water nearby to loosen his tongue frozen to the metal. Some men might know which breed of puppy to select for their true loves, but I doubt it. Further, I can't imagine a woman with enough courage to purchase the right pickup truck for her guy would give a fender kiss. Well, don't tell me this is real life America for Christmas gifting. The foregoing may add evidence to my being both old and eccentric. I admit to eccentricity decades before bales of AARP materials choke my mailbox. Odds are I'll remain resolute on some ads, perhaps as dead certain as Dr. Todd Still's late mother-in-law. Late in life, she posed a serious question to Still, who is dean of the George W. Truett Theological Seminary. "Did Jesus," she asked, "really drink wine, real wine?" Without hesitation, he said it was likely that he did. "He wouldn't in my house," she countered. Now I'll close on a serious note. May God's peace and grace abide with you and those you love. May you live with the undergirding assurance that the same God who has intervened in the affairs of humankind throughout history is still in charge. And may all of you enjoy good health, good fortune, and much happiness in 2025. Don Newberry in Fort Worth. Good day.